Kool-Aid drinkers, welcome back. Welcome back to the most informed and optimistic Lions podcast out there. Not to mention probably the longest running Lions podcast out there, you know, all you newbies, you know, since the Lions got good. But we've been there a long time. We've been there when they weren't good, you know, because we love this team so much. And sorry, Big Z's not going to make it today. He's busy, but we have in the studio with us, Bob.
Hello, everybody.
And Red Dog.
Yo.
And me, I'm UJ. So the main gist of this podcast is to discuss a great season that we just had, kind of sum up some things, give some grades on the different position groups and things like that and the coaches. But before we do that, let's get into current topics. There's not much going on right now for the Lions, but there are a couple of free agents that have come available lately, and kind of want to mention them real quick. We got Cooper Kupp and Myles Garrett are the two big ones. But we also have our own free agents that we may have to re-sign or not. Derek Barnes, Zeitler, Tim Patrick, Kyle Pico.
Those aren't free
agents. Let's go over them real quick. What's that, Red Dog?
Just to be clear, these are not free agents. These are guys that have become available for trade.
Yes. Thank you for the clarity on that, Red Dog. Okay. Myles Garrett, what do you guys think? I mean, I think it's kind of obvious we'd love to have the guy.
Yeah.
But do you think the Lions will actually try to make a play for the guy?
I think they'll definitely be in the discussion.
Yeah, I would be okay if they make a move for him. Not especially with draft capital, give it up, but I would not want to give up any key players or anything in a trade for him.
Hendon Hooker, yeah, I'd give up Hendon Hooker with some draft capital.
He's not a key player.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
I wasn't saying he was. I was just saying that's one person I would give up. But I'm just saying I think also one player we might actually have that might even slightly entice them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one. What do you guys think of Cooper Kupp?
Hey, be good to have him.
Yeah, but I'm not paying much for him.
You know, Goff, I'm sure, would like another weapon out there. Is he the upgrade over Tim Patrick if we're not signing Patrick?
You know, I would say yes. I would say he's a bit of an upgrade. Tim Patrick had a great season, and he was a valuable member of the team. But I'd call Cooper Kupp a slight upgrade.
Yeah, well, Cooper Kupp can get open all the time, mysteriously. So I'd be...
mysteriously?
I don't know. He always seems to be open.
He does.
Yeah,
it'd be good to have a guy like that.
Can't hurt.
No, it wouldn't.
But I don't know. Like it all depends on what they want, you know, for that.
Yeah, true.
Either guy would be a great addition, especially Myles Garrett. But
Myles Garrett would be a game changer. I think this is the kind of player, like, if you're going to make the comparison, this is like the Jalen Ramsey move for the Rams. Like, this is the time to, you know, apparently F them picks. But really, I think it's just we're in a position where we can afford to throw some serious cash and you know, assets out there, because our draft picks are going to have like kind of diminishing returns for us a little bit in a way, because we're going to be drafting later and like we're already stacked on the front end.
That's a good point. And remember, Brad Holmes came from the Rams, who basically sold their souls for Matt Campbell and everything. And it got him a Super Bowl. It set him back a little after that, but then it seems like they're right back on track again. So I don't know.
UJ, who's Matt Campbell?
Who did I say? Oh, Matt Stafford. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks, KJ. But I don't know. Would it be unthinkable of Brad Holmes to do something like that? Since that's where he came from?
No. I mean, they're so close right now. The Super Bowl window is now. So if they're going to make a move, it wouldn't be a bad time to do it.
I kind of agree. And I'm actually leaning more toward that way than I ever have before, only because I saw what it did for the Rams, and we are so close. And Goff is at the top of his game now. Our offense is loaded. And if our defense wasn't so injured, I think we'd have rolled the Super Bowl this year. But if we can fix that next year, and a guy like Garrett, man, he'd be a game changer for sure.
I mean, across from Hutch.
And now Hutch will have a piece of metal in his leg, so it won't be as breakable.
That's right.
You know,
it's armored now. Awesome. Okay. Enough of that. Barnes, Zeitler, Patrick, Pico. What do you guys think of these guys bringing them back?
Barnes, yes. Patrick.
Yeah, Barnes, yes. Zeitler, yes. Zeitler, Pico, I don't care. Either way.
Yeah, Pico, I think, is – I'd be glad if we weren't carrying a guy like Pico on our roster next year. Like, not nothing against him, just where he's at. I think we could upgrade the lower end of our D-line. We get better players.
Yeah. I mean, I got to give him credit for this season until he got hurt, but played pretty well as a rotational guy. We were hurting so bad with players, so you got to give him some credit there.
I mean, he's all right.
Anyway.
And Barnes, I think, you know, he was ready to have his year, right, this year. And then, But, like, his injury's so mysterious. I don't know what the hell is going on with him. Like, if he's – that it would be – if he's coming back full health, hell yeah, I want him back. Mm-hmm. But if they think he's something that he could re-aggravate.
What was his injury again? I don't even remember.
I thought it was a ACL or it was a knee, right? But
yeah, I don't know. I think it was, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like there was – it was always like, yeah, he might come back, but no, probably not.
Yeah, he was kind of out of sight, out of mind kind of thing.
But you mean come back for last season or for the season? Or like ever? Bob, the way you're saying,
no, he's coming back.
Ever. Oh, you were saying like if he's coming back or not coming back. Like you meant during the season. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see Barnes come back too. I wouldn't even mind seeing Zeitler for another year. Patrick, yeah, I wouldn't mind him either if we can't upgrade there. He did a great job for us. So, and he's still pretty young. Sure. So I'm not against that.
It's hard to upgrade like your fourth spot, like maybe fourth target, like maybe fifth target if Gibbs gets more involved. Like, I mean, he fits that role really well because he also has that height that, you know, we don't have otherwise.
I don't know. Cooper Kupp is your third or fourth target's a pretty enticing thing. So,
I mean, but I don't know if do you think he's that much better than Patrick?
Yes.
I think he's better. I do. I mean, Patrick's got age on his side. He's not that old yet. But anyway, enough of that stuff, guys. Yeah. So anything else to say before we give out our grades for this season?
I don't know. It's like when UJ was in grade school and he'd get his grades and he'd have to like fake his parents' signature. You know, like. But these grades are going on public. So. No, I'm just kidding. He was a great student.
Anyway. You knew I did that? That's where the strap came in. You're going to get the strap, kid. Yeah, anyway.
All right, so what are we doing? What's our order of
business? Okay, the order of business. Let's start with the defense, guys, okay? And we're going to break it down just into position groups and just give your grade and a brief explanation of why you gave us that grade, okay? And Big Z has sent in a few grades, too, so we'll add his in there, too. But we're going to start with the defense, and we'll go with D-line. Rudd Dog, what's your grade for the D-line this year?
Well, it was a really good season, but it was, you know, it didn't look like we thought it was going to look. I'm going to give it a B+ because I think they did a hell of a job without Hutch, but, you know, we didn't have the dogs to get a consistent pass rush like we'd like to. But I thought they did a great job being really good at the run defense. We were shutting it down for the most part still most of the season until we just lost so many dudes that we were just, you know, like injuries are the only reason this isn't just an A+. This was obviously trending towards the best defense in the league if we didn't get injured so badly. But I think they rallied terrifically. But, you know, they didn't have some of the guys could have stepped up maybe later in the season. Like, whatever. B+. That's what I'm done.
B+. All right.
B+.
How about you, Bob?
Yeah. I was excited about this group coming into the year, and injuries did it. But I wasn't really counting a Marcus Davenport just because of his injury history, and it turned out to be the case. And he went out after two games or whatever. But the Hutch thing, that just killed me because he was turning towards defensive player of the year. I know he only played five games or whatever, but he was awesome. And so the But the pass rush kind of fell off there. Onwuzurike was good. Who else got, you know, we had guys fitting in there, like you mentioned, Pico and Pat O'Connor, those guys. So they did a good job, but the pass rush was never quite where it should have been this year. So I'm going to give it a B.
B. Okay. That's a pretty solid grade. And I kind of agree with you on a lot of this. I think all the defensive grades are going to be affected by the injury bug. Just like you said, Bob, I think we were headed to be one of the best defenses in the league. I'm going to give the grade a C+, for much the same reasons you said. I think we did a pretty good job with the run. Reader, Lee McNeil was great until he got hurt. Hutch was just the player to watch, man. He was just, God, that guy was so good. And until his injury, and Davenport, I had high hopes for him that the injury bug would escape him this year, but it didn't. And because when he was playing, he was really good. But it was a rough year for the D-line. And they did fade a little toward the end, too, mostly because of injuries. And we just ran out of guys. I mean, we're taking guys off the street practically. Hey, suit up, man. Let's get in there.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So anyway, it was a tough year for the D, mainly because of injuries. And so I'm giving it a C+. Big Z sent his grades in, and his grade was a B. And much for the same reason that we said, plagued by injuries, but even at full strength, left some room for improvement, except for Hutch. So, okay, Red Dog's getting frustrated here now. So we're going to go on to the next one. Tell us, Red Dog, tell us your frustration here.
No, it's on me. I wanted to celebrate the team. This grading session is really bumming me out. So it's just kind of... it's just irritating the hell out of me. Like, I just want to celebrate how great this team was, and being critical right now is just, it's getting under my skin. So sorry. I wanted to give them an A+ all around because this was a magical season, and I don't like giving realistic grades right now. So that's my issue. So
you can do that. You can do that. Your grades, man. You don't have to grade with us.
And when we're done, we're gonna go over this when we're done, okay? I think it's only fair we do that. What the hell? Why not? That's what we do. We're podcasters. We don't know any better. All right, then the next position group is linebackers. Bob, what do you think, linebackers?
Well, I love this unit. Jack Campbell, man, what a stud. What a stud, and he played the whole year, and he was awesome this year. Anzalone, guy's on fire. When he got hurt, that really sucked. You know, we lost him for a good portion of the season. But Rodrigo, he was able to step in. He could be a starter, you know.
Yeah.
So the main guys are good, and then the injuries, like everything in this, just set us back this year. So I'm gonna give a B+ to this unit, though. It's a little higher than my D line grade, just because I thought they played their asses off, and despite the injuries. But So B+ is my linebacker grade. That's pretty good, Red Dog.
That's pretty good. Positive. How about you, Red Dog? A++?
Yeah, A++. Honestly, this unit was a big reason why I think our defense didn't drop off without Hutch. I think Jack Campbell is kind of floating under the radar right now, just what kind of player he is and what he provides this defense. I think he is an absolute stud and kind of the backbone in a way. Like, I feel like that's a bad phrase, the backbone, because like it's just like there's too many players you want to label like the backbone. It doesn't work, you know. After a while, you gotta give them different limbs or something, or body parts to so it, you know. Anyway, because like Hutch is like the backbone, Hutch is like the heart or whatever, you know what I mean. But Campbell was just, I think he really just firms up that defense, especially inside against the run and stuff. He's always there cleaning up tackles. He's a monster. He's fast. He flies around. I think he's only going to get better, and he'll eventually start making splashier plays. But right now, I think he's one of the more underrated type guys.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
And then Anzalone, he's a stud. He was doing the stuff that I thought Campbell might do, which was flashing around the field, making tons of plays this year, like especially early on, like tone setter. Barnes was looking good till he went down. Rodrigo, man, wow, what a great guy to have off the bench. That dude is amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Him going down really hurt. Like, honestly, when Lanzo came back, I felt like Rodrigo could have had a similar kind of effect coming back. Like, just we had guys like that if we just had like one of those or three of those right guys, you know, our main guys, and not playing like Quan Alexander, we were good.
Yeah. So what was your grade? A++?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to give it a B+, like Bob, only because of the injuries. And that's the only reason. I think we have one of the best linebacking units healthy in the league. I mean, it's unbelievable. And like you said, Red Dog Campbell is what a stud. He's just awesome. Anzalone, same way, except he missed several games in the middle of the season, which really hurt. It hurt not having him on the field, and we noticed that when he came back on the field, how much we missed him. So,
yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, solid B+. Zach sent his grade in, too. He also said B+. Big growth from Rodrigo and Campbell this year. Injuries murdered this group from achieving A status. And, you know, if we're just talking about actual results here, it's hard to give an A+, but for effort and everything else and the talent on this unit, it's a great unit. I love to see this thing go forward with the same guys.
Like, where do they fall short? Like, we won 15 games with this unit, and they didn't get lit up.
Well, I mean, you can only be like, so good. I mean, like, you lose Barnes early on. That hurt. Rodrigo came in, did great. We lose Rodrigo. I mean, then we lose Anzalone. I mean, come on.
I mean,
it's a big difference.
Like, I don't know. I don't know why the downgrade to B at all. Like, what they were played a terrific 15-game win season defensively, and we're off more often than not a factor of why we won, not why we, you know, like I like that's I don't know. That's fine.
Okay.
And it's nice. Reeves may have been still contributing out there. I like him out there. He had a good year.
Yeah, he did. He's a good guy. Okay, how about the secondary guys?
Healthy.
Go ahead first. Okay, you go first.
Because they're
real quick.
I thought it was stellar when healthy. Like Carlton Davis was terrific. Like he was a absolute excellent adds. Tarion Arnold, I think, gets kind of crapped on because of some of the early perception around penalties, but was more or less kind of a lockdown corner most of the year, and with showing, you know, growth throughout and just looking to get better. So I thought that combined with our safeties, Branch and Dirt Joseph, were studs. You know, when we were totally healthy, you were able to have Robertson as your nickel, and that was just like we were stacked, and they played really well. They got us 15 wins.
Yeah, they did. They did. It was a good secondary. I'm gonna keep into my grading system and not yours right now, but I'm going to go B+. And Tarion Arnold, I think, was a great pickup for us in the draft. Carlton Davis, excellent. I hope we get him back next year. Amik was awesome. What a stud, man.
Stud.
And our safeties, good Lord. Kirby and Branch, fantastic. I mean, yeah. God. I'm very excited going forward with this group. I'm
curious if you will stay part of that group because –
It's going to be interesting to see what they do with him. He didn't exactly blow it up this year. Didn't play till late 14 or something like that.
He wasn't bad, but he never got cooking like he was the year before.
No, not quite. Made a few good plays here and there, but didn't make the impact he did last year.
But I'd be happy to see him stick around. If he could stay healthy, the guy's got some stuff to work with.
Yeah, I agree. As far as Big Z, he said secondary gave it an A. Ooh, Big Z. Tarion improved. Carlton pretty solid. Safety play from Kirby, elite. Amik, a star by the end of the season. That's how he sums it up. And I kind of agree with that, too. So, generally, a huge upgrade for our secondary this year over last year. So, Bob had to step out for a bit, so we're going to continue on. Let's go to the O-line. Red Dog, what do you think of our O-line?
I think they're awesome. They're freaking the main reason our offense was so damn good, but not the only reason. But, I mean, especially run blocking. Just this was a year they were ridiculous on the ground.
Yes.
And that offensive line was fantastic. Graham Glasgow, I don't know. Like, he was showing a little cracks by the end of the year, else I'll say. I think we might see like a Mahogany step up into that role if we can keep Zeitler. I think that could be our starting pair next year potentially.
Yeah. I gave the grade an A. because this whole year, I mean, they're what drives this offense. Let's face it. They're able to do what they can do because of the blocking that Goff is getting and the running backs are getting. And, yeah, they did show a little fade at the end, a little bit. Like you said, with Glasgow, they seem to be the one they're talking about most as far as taking the biggest drop. But I still think he wasn't, like, horrible this season. And Mahogany shows good signs of being a future starter. So, and then Manu, our third-round draft pick last year, a project, apparently is projecting very well in practice in the offseason. And it'll be interesting to see how he does next year, if he can compete for a job.
Yeah.
And he's a massive human being. Big Z said Graham Glasgow faded down the stretch. Decker was also up and down at times, still top three O-line, but needed a little more out of them in the playoffs. He gave the grade an A. Oh, Bob is back. Okay. What do you say, Bob?
I'm back.
O-line.
The O-line. By the way, the defensive backs, B+. I thought they, even though they were like 30th in pass defense this year, I think the whole package, you look at the whole thing, what happened, B+.
Okay. And,
okay, the O-line, also going to B+ on that. When the line is on, we are unstoppable. Great run blocking. Pass protection is pretty good, but not as great as it should be. So that's why I'm not like an A+.
Would you say that was more toward the end, though? Like toward the end of the season, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Seen a little wear and tear on some of the older guys, but still a hell of a line, man. I agree about that group.
And okay, the next position group, there can only be one grade for this group. Right? Are we all in agreement here?
Which one? Coaching?
Running backs.
Oh, running backs. Yeah. That's
if there's something less than an A+, I'd be very shocked at this position group.
Yeah. I'm going A+ on this one.
Me too. Road Dog?
+++.
+++. All right. Big Z says plus A+ also. Elite group. Gibbs would lead NFL if he got the touches Saquon and Henry got. He's clearly the better back. Monty solid before injury. Even Reynolds and Vaki contributed. Gibbs is a star, a superstar. He is amazing. And I would even say in the playoff game, if they'd just kept feeding him the ball, it would have made a huge difference. But he was awesome this year, man.
I feel like the injury to Monty has skewed things slightly and people's perception of things just a little bit. Because, well, I will say, in that absence, Gibbs did rise to superstardom, and it's clear just what he is, and we all see the difference. He is the better back, like, there's no doubt. But Monty isn't. Maybe not a superstar, but he's a star, man. That dude is such a stud.
Absolutely.
He was playing such damn good football. Not solid football, Z. Sorry. That's insulting, I find, honestly. He was playing. He'd be close to the top of the league in rushing if he was the guy and not splitting carries with Gibbs. So, like, I'm sorry. He's a super stud in his own right. But, you know, he just doesn't have that X factor that Gibbs has. But, like, man, if he hadn't gone down injured, you know, I think people would still be. Like, there was a reason the Lions fed him at the beginning of that playoffs, because he was a stud, and giving him the ball is never, like, a bad thing. It's just that, you know, like, Gibbs was just playing hell of football at the time. But anyway, they're both studs, so I don't want any shade thrown towards Monty, because I think that injury just makes people forget too easily. He did such ridiculous things for us.
I don't think it's shade to say Gibbs is a lot better, because I think Gibbs is one of the top running backs.
No, I said he's better.
So, and Monty's awesome. The whole Sonic and Knuckles thing, you know, there's a reason we were the highest scoring offense in the league this year, because our run game was so good. And that's where it kind of fed off of from there.
Yeah.
And Monty was awesome, but Gibbs.
Next level.
What a guy, man. So excited for the future with him.
Yeah, man. What a group this is. I love these guys, man. I can't wait to see what they do next year. How about the wide receivers, guys?
A++. Honestly, like, I don't, whatever. Like, they're studs. Like, if J-Mo doesn't get that stupid suspension, he's probably got a few more 100 yards on top of his 1,000 this year. Like, this team, there was nothing short of elite. Pitt Patrick as your third guy was just rock solid, and St. Brown was superstar St. Brown, like always. And just no complaints there.
Yeah, I'm kind of in full agreement with you. A plus, and yeah, what a group. And J-Mo, boy, what a X factor he is with his speed.
Dear Lord.
And then Amon-Ra, like you said, Red Dog in earlier pods, the most boring superstar ever. He's just so freaking good. And he makes it look easy. I don't know how he does it.
I disagree with you guys completely on that. I think he's a very exciting
player. I know. I don't think we actually mean he's really boring. He's a very exciting player.
It's boring in the opposite sense of the word. No.
Yeah. Well, it's just that
it's not boring.
So steady,
like Novocaine. It just numbs you.
Was Jerry Rice boring? I don't know. I mean,
it's just like he numbs you with his excellence. It's just like
he doesn't numb me.
It's just like you just,
I stand up and I start yelling when he's running with the ball.
When you get like a,
you're on the couch in comatose.
It's like a 77 yard game, a 70 yards like a game, and gets a touchdown. And it's just like, it's not like special. That's like you just expect it. Like I don't know. It's just like he's just so consistent that you just expect it.
All right. Well, I guess one man's dull thing is excitement to someone else, because I think he's fun awesome. To watch.
I love watching.
He is fun to watch. He's great to watch. Are you kidding me?
It's a joke.
Oh my God.
And J-Mo, you know, it's not only his catching the ball, but on his reverses and all that. And his passing is amazing. You know.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
Let me make my A minus now, because J-Mo's passing, if that affects the grade at all.
No.
Same crowd had a great pass to Jared Goff this year. That was beautiful.
Yeah.
True. Amon-Ra, yeah. Nice touchdown pass. Monty, too. Got to throw that in there. But
Is Goff in the receiver group? He's good.
He should be. He's one for one with a touchdown. That's pretty damn good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's see. What does Big Z say? Sun God doing his usual elite stuff. So boring. J-Mo took massive leap forward. Tim Patrick, a fantastic cheap find. Leaf remains a useful gadget. Okay, useful gadget. Wow. Interesting. Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
This is say that word five times fast. It sounds really weird. Gadget. Okay. Tight ends, boys. Tight ends?
Yeah. I'm going to go B plus on that one. And, which is a good grade, I think. They can block the hell out of the ball, and I mean, out of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And if it weren't for Laporta fighting an injury early in the season, but even with that, he still had a really solid year.
He did.
I mean, with statistic wise, but and Brock Wright, I love him. He's a solid guy. So I'm being B plus on the tight ends.
Okay. All right.
What about you? What do you give you guys?
Red Dog?
A plus. I mean, okay. I have no reason to knock them. They played great football to get us to 15 wins. And they fell a little bit into the background a lot of the year, because I think we were just so many options for Goff to go to. Like, you just didn't get as many of the fun Brock Wright touchdowns, but they were there, you know, here and there. And Laporta was still very much a factor. I have no complaints.
Yeah. Well, Big Z says slow start, especially with drops. Still elite blocking and pass catching from Laporta and company. He gives the grade an A. I gave it a B plus, mainly because of the slow start this year with Laporta. I know he had the injury problems and stuff, but they did block. Man, those guys are just fun. I like watching them block. It's incredible. Those Wright and Laporta are just excellent blockers. Excellent. And overall, really good unit we got here. I think these guys will be here for a few more years, too. It's great. Okay, now we get to the good one. Quarterback. Come on. Red Dog, go first. Come on.
I'm sure. Come on. I guess.
A plus, plus, plus.
Damn it, you guessed. Yeah. I mean, Jared Goff, baby. It's Jared Goff. He was awesome. He was nothing short of awesome this year. He played so damn good. Put some perfect games together. Like, did things that no other quarterbacks had done. Just a superstar for us. I'm so happy with that he's our guy. It's just freaking awesome. He dished the ball around, got, 5,000-yard targets or something like that? Like, just
ridiculous.
He's obscenely good and deserves every bit of credit for this 15-win season. And Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. Big Z doesn't quite agree with you. He said A-. Goff, elite most of year, yet in a league where quarterbacks can run, his lack of doing so sometimes limits him when his first couple pass options are not open. I have to knock him down a little for the playoff performance. All right. Yeah, it's the old argument, running quarterbacks, pocket quarterbacks, all that stuff. And yeah, the trend in the league is the dual threat quarterback, but I think we're fine with Goff. He is fantastic. I gave him an A-plus grade for the year. Like you said, Red Dog, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have never been 15-2. Never.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he tried a little too hard in the playoff game. I don't know. You can make that argument. Maybe. Whatever. It doesn't even matter. He was fantastic.
Not
going to
hold that game against him. It was one game.
He did. I'm not holding it against him, but he had several. I can't even remember what they all are now, but he did things in the NFL that no one's ever done before, yeah. Statistic-wise. He had almost 5,000 yards and what was it, like 40 touchdowns and
yeah,
I don't know.
If you look at it, he was like 72% passing rating or reception percentage.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Like, and actually, he did like a lot of this with like way less passing attempts too. He was hyper efficient, like because Baker Mayfield had more yards but like 100 more passing attempts or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and not only that. His leadership on this offense was just phenomenal. I mean, by all accounts, he's just a great leader out there. And that says a lot about the guy, Eric. I love him being on our team going forward. So I think next year we're going to find that promised land. He's going to lead us.
Thank you.
Who did I miss? Bob had to step out. So we're going to go on to our last category, or not our last category, but last position category. That's special teams. Let me see here. I think, Rud Dog, why don't you start with the special teams real quick?
A++. Freaking Bates was fun. And Punt God was Punt God. You know, our special teams performed well this year, I think. I don't know. Did we have a punt return for a touchdown early on? I don't know. But they did fine. They were usually an advantage to us.
Yeah, I agree. They were fantastic. Bates was just a great pickup. I mean, this guy selling bricks or something for this season. But we were lucky to get him, and he's been really worth the money, whatever they're paying him. Fox is terrific. Fox is just so good. As he's all pro, designation shows, he's worth it, man. The kid is just great. I think he led the league in net punting yards, which is somewhere around 46 yards a punt. That's net. That's including run backs and everything else. That's just big. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And who's our long snapper? Hatton? Is that his name? Hatton?
I think so.
Again, he did you ever even notice him? No. He was perfect all year. Kind of like Muehlbach back in the day, you know, just you never worried about him. Every snap was perfect. It was always there. Big Z, let's see, what did he say? As captain of the Jake Bates fan club, I give him the highest regards. Punt group remains elite. So that's how he sums it. But yeah, well, I think just a great special teams group. And the Lions put a lot of emphasis on that, and it shows. All right, Red Dog. Let's see. Okay, we're going to go to the coaches real quick. We can just do this quickly. AG, let's start with him.
Well, that's easy, A++. I mean, what he overcame is just obvious. Like, I think we were really seeing what he can be as a defensive coordinator when he actually had his horses, but then his ability to continue making that unit act cohesively throughout the season as he just lost player after player. I don't know how you could knock him at all. I don't care. Like, I don't know. He did amazing. A++.
Okay. How about you, Bob? We're talking about AG as defensive coordinator.
AG? Oh, A+. I mean, he should be a head coach somewhere. He's so good. Oh, yeah. but I love that guy. I always thought that he would make a great head coach, and I love him as a defensive coach. the way he's got that unit going. He was able to adjust, which past Lions coaches have not always been good at, to adjust. And he had to adjust with the, all the attrition on defense. Mm-hmm. And wasn't, you know, the ideal situation, you know, what he'd want to do. He went off of that and used what his personnel were. And they were very effective.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to give him an A+2 for coaching. And that hand he was dealt was so rough with the injuries and everything like that. And Bob, what you said, I think maybe the most important thing that he was able to make adjustments a lot of times, where in the past we've never seen coach make adjustments at halftime or whatever, or come in with a solid game plan against a certain team or whatever. I think he excelled at doing that. And I think he was fantastic. And he deserves to be a head coach. I wish him luck with the Jets. I hope he does really well.
I'm just bummed we didn't get to see him with that unit healthy and get a chance, like, once they were gelling. Like, if, like, the second half of the season, we would have seen top, like, top defense, like, all-time type material was loading. That was the trend we were on, man. Oh,
yeah. I know. If we were all healthy this year, these are probably all A+s. And, maybe we'd lose the one Tampa game, but. We would have lost anything else. I don't think
we lose again. I don't think the Bills have a chance in hell.
Big Z was not as kind as we all were. He gave him a B+. Injury is definitely a factor. At the same time, that's not an excuse. He's always been consistently shy of an elite coordinator.
Where's he looking
for? And will make a better head coach than a defensive coordinator.
Wow. Burn.
Z, he's hard. He's hard, man. Hard man.
He's got his burn book out.
Yeah. Like, if he was a teacher, he'd be one of those teachers that never gave A's out, right? Like you know. I don't know. Anyway.
No excuses, no matter if half the defense is in the hospital.
What does he need to be? Where does he need excuses, exactly? I don't know.
Well, Campbell says no excuses, but. All right. Let's go to the offensive coordinator. I think his name was Ben Johnson. Bob, what do you think?
Wait, I was looking him up and I pulled up a picture of a rat on my phone. But it's pre-rat. I think he transformed into a rat, like the guy on Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Switched into a rat because he was not a rat for most of the regular season. He was not. So he was fantastic, amazing. A+ for Ben Johnson, just his creativity.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't have the problems that AG had as far as attrition, but, he had full toolbox to work with, and he did it in a creative way. And I think he made him even better.
Yeah.
He made everybody better.
Yeah.
A+.
All right. A+. Red Dog.
I mean, it was a hell of a fun season to watch. So, I wouldn't actually say he's the best play caller per se. Like, I think he sometimes would be a little, like, too weird sometimes, but, like, it was just, he was so creative. You couldn't, like, it seemed like he needed to get a few plays though, usually to get his offense figured out through the game. But either way, it's an A+. That was one of the most historically prolific offenses in the league, and it was awesome to watch. So I mean, so long, you rat. But thanks for the good times.
Yeah, you're a rat. I gave the rat an A+ too. His creativity was beyond anything I've ever witnessed in the NFL. Some of those plays he'd come up with, it was just ridiculous. I mean, how many times I jumped off the couch going, oh, my God, you see that? it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
A creative offensive mind, no doubt about it. I would give him an A+, too. I was a little mad at him in the last game for that JMO play and that empty backfield play near the goal line, but I got to forgive him a little bit. I'm going to give him an A+ for being a really good OC during the year. So, yeah. Okay, and our last coach, Dan Campbell. What's your grade, boys?
What's above an A++? Like, dude, he's just the shit. I don't know. Like, he's so freaking awesome. Dan Campbell is the man. And, I'm just so, he gave us the best regular season in football I've ever watched in my life. Now, in 2 years in a row, just freaking awesome. The way he leads this team, the way he thinks, the way he operates, and he's just going to keep growing and getting better and building on it. So A to infinity, I guess, just superstar coach, deserves coach of the year.
Absolutely. Bob, what do you think?
All right. Yeah, definite A plus for Dan Campbell. I mean, the whole thing goes through him. I mean, all this, the grit thing, you know,
oh yeah,
in the very beginning, they embraced that whole thing. He got everybody pulling the same way. There's no big egos on this team that come out during games or like through the media. Everyone's just kind of pulling for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And it works out for everybody. Everyone gets statistics in the end, but they're not like bitching about getting the ball or not getting the ball or whatever. You know, you don't even hear that with this team. It's just all about winning. And
yeah,
I think he's amazing. He's fun to watch. Plus, he's great press conferences and great locker room speeches. Not that that matters, but it's fun to watch as a fan. So
yeah, I think it does matter. As someone who used to play football, I played for boring coaches and pump me up coaches, whatever. Campbell's awesome to watch. And I agree with everything you guys said. A++. Campbell is a stud and a leader and a great man. The perfect coach for this team. I mean, God, I wouldn't want it any other way. This guy's fantastic. Big Z says A+ also, the perfect fit and a perfect leader. And it's true. His leadership qualities are off the charts. His emotional intelligence is just off the charts. All that stuff. He knows how to deal with guys and get guys rowing in the same direction. Amazing coach. Amazing. Okay. Any last comments on any of these grades? All those grades being said now, I'm going to say my overall grade for the team is A++. So figure out the math there, because like Red Dog said, this was one of the just most amazing seasons I've ever seen in my life as a Lions fan. I know we didn't win the big game and even win a playoff game, but my God, what a great season. So good.
Yeah. So if you go off the regular season alone, it's definitely A+, you know, like, is insane. I mean, just what a fun season to watch.
Oh yeah.
Never thought they'd lose any games, really. I mean, such a good team. And if they were losing in a game, it wasn't like the old days. We're like, oh shit, you know, we're gonna lose it at the end, or if the other team's
right.
Like, no, how are we gonna win it?
You remember those old days when we knew they were gonna blow it somehow? I mean, yeah. You just knew it.
Right.
You're like, oh no. We left the other team 6 seconds. Damn it. You know?
Well, that's what Dan Campbell brings, though. I think you're right. Like, it's that sense that we're actually going to win. We expect it, which obviously makes it like feel like our reality just got like shattered when we lose. But like, it definitely creates that sense of we're going to find a way. And no matter what, like every week, we like that's flipped, man. That's just flipped. We're no longer the people who are going to find a way to lose. We're the guys that find a way to win. And like, we believe it. And it's awesome.
Oh, I know. And between him and Holmes, they've built some here, I think, that are going to be winners for a while. And that's why I'm not really fretting too much about this year, because I actually think next year will be better than we were this year. We might not even have as good a record, but we're going to be better, if that makes any sense at all.
Sure.
But I think this team's going to be really good next year. And we're built to be winners for quite a while. So, yeah, very excited about that.
Yeah. Healing will be a big effect. getting healthy. Is like that defense especially.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Okay, we're going to go on to another little category here. The play of the year, or your favorite play of the year. Let's put it that way. Favorite play of the year. I'm going to throw Big Z's out there first.
Only one?
Big Z's. Only one.
That's
okay,
hard.
Only one. His was the JMO reverse TD in the playoffs. Only guy in NFL scoring on that play. Video game stuff. Is his comment.
Well,
it's hard to argue with that one. It's a great play.
That was a great play.
Red Dog, come on, one.
Oh, no.
One, I know. It's hard.
Come on, give Skipper his due.
You could,
Skipper. Oh no, I'm sorry, right, but
no, I don't know what place this is.
Little buddy.
This will go back to my disdain for Zach's solid comment about Monty, because that play when he put Witherspoon in the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. I'm sorry. That was just such a badass play. Like, he catches that ball, turns around, you think he's going to get plastered, and absolutely puts the dude on his back before, like, running through, like, six more arm tackles, breaking free for, like, another 20 yards, and then kind of going out of bounds. We're like, oh, my God, that play was just so ridiculously freaking badass and awesome. Oh, it was so cool.
That was a great play. I think it won the Angry Run of the Week that week too.
It did. And it was like I think it was like a second or third one of the season. Like their second one, I think they were like mad because like they couldn't help but give it to him because it was just too badass. Like,
yeah.
That's Monty, so awesome. Man.
Do you know who the other person on our team to win that award for the year was?
Yeah, Sewell.
Yeah. Okay.
Which was for his sack. For taking it back, you gotta.
He's like flinging guys out to the side. Get out of here! They're trying to tackle him. That was so funny.
That was funny.
Bob, what do you think?
All right. Well, this was what a crazy offensive year. There was record points and all that. Yeah. So there's so many options to choose from, but I'm going to choose one just because Red Dog is slandering this man and Amon-Ra, his pass to Jared Goff. Goff with the late hands, you know. Right at the very end, reeled it in. Linebacker's flailing at him. You know, it was awesome.
That was awesome.
That touchdown pass. Beautiful, beautiful spiral. Laid it right in there. So
that was a great play.
That was a great. What is the fun play of the year? Whatever.
Good pick. That's a good choice.
I'm confused on how I slandered him, but you know, hey.
Yeah, you said that's boring. That's exciting to me. That you might have been like laying in your couch. Oh, touchdown! I guess
I was
jumping
boring.
Up and down.
I think we're anyway. Misplacing the word boring. It should be like reliable or something, like a better word. Not boring is not the word.
No,
he's
it's,
not boring.
It's the closest
at all.
Word, but it's not. There's not but an accurate word.
He's the most stone reliable player on
he's
that
stone
team.
Stone reliable. He's a superstar, elite, badass player. Like, but he does it just as so like. Reliably consistently that like sometimes you're like at the end of the game you're like wow he had 121 yards like why didn't even like how did he do that like I don't remember him getting the ball that many times but like because he just does it so often
yeah I don't know about you guys but like when I'm watching
it's a compliment
the game,
Bob it's meant to be a compliment you read it as an insult it's not a
comes across it's kind of backhanded compliment
hey when I'm watching a game I'm always either trying way. To predict the next play
good choice
you know,
on
like,
your pick on your play
and I'll tell you whenever it's third down and we need a third down I'm going, this is Amon-Ra play. Amon-Ra play.
Yeah.
I'm usually right because he's that reliable. You need that third down. You need that first down. Boom. Amon-Ra is there to save the day. Incredible.
But like,
what
even
a great
like
player.
The types of plays that he's iced games on are always like little like 8 yard or like 9 yard hitches for a first down or something. It's not like the explosive touchdown necessarily. He wins. He's a winner. He's a badass. But he does it in just such a rock steady way that just. I don't know. It's not boring, but it's
and this whole the word. This whole run by the Lions, I think, started on an Amon-Ra play against the Vikings when that little comebacker when he got the touchdown.
It did. That's our first win. Campbell's first win. You're talking about, right?
Yeah.
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 Oh.
And that was the one that kind of like built the momentum. Nice. This is a couple years ago, but
no, Amon-Ra's a pillar of this team, Bob. Let's not confuse any of that with. My silly wordplay. Amon-Ra is one of the goats on this organization and on this team, and I am so happy we have him. And I love your pick for the play.
All right. What do you have, E.J.?
Okay, yeah. My play is maybe not the most exciting of the plays, is some of the plays you said, but I think just for sheer creativity. And I was at this game when it happened. I was with Rudd Dog, my two daughters, and when the play happened, I go, oh, my God, did he just fumble the ball? The fake fumble in the Bears game was, to me, was just brilliant. It was so brilliantly creative. And the thought process that came up with that play, how he saw Jordan Love do that in a game by accident. He thought, that might work if we, like, actually plan it and do it. And it did. And with the touchdown pass to Laporta, I just thought that was so brilliant in my mind.
That's cool. So,
yeah, that's a great pick. I actually was thinking of picking that until I had to spend on around there. But that was a fun play.
Oh, so fun. Just sheer creativity on that play. I think that's what put me over the edge on that. Yeah, it was so fun.
Well, since we're doing runner ups, Bob did a runner up. So yeah, I was gonna say that actually, same game was the JMO touchdown was the other one I was debating on, the deep shot from Goff to JMO.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, that was
against
so
the Bears, right? Against the Bears.
Yeah.
That was like, to me, that was like the epitome of like the like what you have when you got a top quarterback and a deep threat wide receiver like that. Like that's the unstoppable play, the instant strike touchdown. Like it's just like that's was just so awesome to see and like tease for the future.
Oh yeah. It's hard to deny that. JMO is wow. That guy, he's electric. No doubt about it.
And his this year too, he's really stepped up. Obviously he's got all his routes. He'll block. He's a willing blocker. He always was from the beginning. But the whole route tree thing, he's got down now.
Yeah.
And remember his hands. Remember he was kind of like catching with his arms when he first came in? Now he's catching with his hands, and he made a couple tough catches. What was that
he
one?
Did.
He got a first down where it was like he was going up, and he got like crushed.
Yeah, he got crushed.
But he hung onto the ball. I think he said on the podcast that that hurt like hell. He hung onto the ball.
That was badass, Bob. That was a hell of a catch.
Yeah, he's a gamer, that guy. No doubt about it. He just throws like it's terrible. It's a terrible arm.
I don't know. I think he should have thrown that away. I wouldn't mind. They should lead next season with him throwing the ball on a trick play.
He better be working on it all offseason.
I'll give you that.
And like, and then like when he goes to do the play and the dude's in coverage, he like throws it away on purpose and everyone cheers like, yeah.
Yeah. That's what he should have done.
Oh man.
But I think we haven't seen the best.
Oh, I agree.
Next year,
100%, I agree.
It's going to be another level. I think it's going to be one of those games where he's like Randy Moss or something where you just can't stop him in a game, you know, like where they just keep feeding him or like Calvin.
Yeah.
You know, like it is prime.
Like Tyreek Hill, Randy Moss, he's that kind of guy. Like he can do stuff, just take over games. I agree.
I'd like to see more of those nine routes or those deep posts, you know, just outrun the guy. Just freaking throw it as far as you can and just outrun the guy because he can do it.
That's why I say watch Randy Moss and Tom Brady together. That's the blueprint right there. Like that's what you put on an elite speedster with like an elite pocket passer. Like those two.
We just line up JMO on one side, Gibbs on the other side, and have them both tear for the end zone as fast as they can.
Hey, don't hate
see
that.
Who gets there first.
Yeah.
Gibby.
All right, two more little categories here to go through. Okay, I think this is going to be really interesting too. We're talking about the player of the year on or MVP on offense and defense. So we'll start with defense first. We'll go with you, Red Dog. MVP on the defense.
MVP? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is a few good choices. There's a few.
Yeah, there
I
is.
I won't say them out so I don't start stepping on your guys potentially, but I'm going to have to go with my boy Jack, Captain Jack. He was like the backbone kind of that defense. He's like just such a affirming presence out there, and he's so big, he's so fast. And he's smart. He understands, you know, and he's just getting better and better. And to me, when I was really, truly impressed with him was when everybody was down, when Anzo was out, when Rodrigo was out, when we had Quan Alexander and all these dudes off the streets on D-line and linebacker. And he was out there like a freaking like mad conductor conducting like an orchestra. And he was moving these dudes all around and playing winning defense because of it. And to me, that was just truly impressive. I think he is going to be just one of those. I think he's a blue chip player kind of hiding on our defense right now that a lot of people just don't quite appreciate yet. And just a stud. So he's my MVP for our defense.
I like that pick. Let me give you a Big Z's pick before I ask Bob. Defense, his was Hutch. Showed how valuable it was once he got injured. Led team in sacks by 3.5 sacks and played 5 games. Yeah, that's a good argument. But
I didn't play that much.
And yeah, I mean, God, we miss that guy so much. Oh my God. Okay. That's Big Z. Yeah, how about you, Bob?
Certain games.
Hutch was definitely trending that way, but I don't think he'd give it to him just because he didn't play that much. But I'm gonna go There are several great players. I like your choice, Road Dog, with Campbell. But I'm going to go with Kirby Joseph. Nice. Ooh, that's the guy, yeah. All pro. That's an easy pick. Little tip into the rim there. So but he's a guy everyone knows he's out there. You know, like a lot of opposing teams hate him. They think he's dirty or whatever. I don't think Stafford started that talk or whatever. But he's got a ball hawk too, and he can tackle. He can cover. He can do it all.
Yeah.
So Kirby Joseph is my defensive
heck of a pick. He's awesome.
That's a heck of a pick. I was actually torn on this one between Kirby and Jack Campbell. I wound up picking Jack Campbell.
Because
I, like you said, Red Dog, he was the quarterback of that defense. When everyone else was down, that guy, he played every snap. He was there the whole season. He's a stud. He's all over the field. Anzalone might have been my pick, except he missed the middle part of the season there, which really sucked. And our defense really hurt when he wasn't there. I just got to give it to Campbell because he was so freaking solid. I think he kind of glued that held that defense together best he could. So I'm going with Campbell. It's my MVP.
Fantastic choice.
Yeah, Kirby was a good choice too.
Kirby, man, Kirby.
I love that choice too.
Anzalone's definitely in the running though, because that, like you said, when he was gone, you noticed it. When he came back, you noticed it.
Exactly. I'm sure it's the same with Hutch, but like you said, he only played five games. It's hard to give him an MVP for a season.
I think Aleem would have been up there without the injury down the stretch too. Like
he'd have been a contender.
Aleem was a big reason why our defense stayed competitive without Hutch. Like, I mean, honestly, there's like I know we're talking most valuable, but like the core guys that managed to not go down, like the Levi, Anzarike, the Pascals, like the guys that managed to kind of hang in there more or less, like they really, their presence was felt. Like our third string, our second and third stringers that were still part of that original core group really made a difference in this, because when they went down, it all really fell apart. I just want to give them some credit for that.
But. And they deserve it for sure. That was good. Okay, now this one's going to be, to me, this is a hard pick. So we're going offensive most valuable player. Let me see what Zach said first. Gibbs, ask me midway or three quarters of the season through, it was Goff. But by the end of the playoffs, Gibbs was the most dangerous weapon on the field, especially with our O-line. So his is Jahmyr Gibbs. Definitely a worthwhile pick there for MVP. Bob, what do you think? Who was your MVP?
Well, I'm going to go with Jared Goff. Jared Goff. I mean, it all runs through him, and he had I should have had his statistics in front of me. I don't, but his completion percentage, touchdowns, they were all like career best for him. Close. I mean, he had 4,600 yards. He's just amazing, and he's so cool. I mean, he did have a couple like he getting little interception streaks in a couple of games, but for the most part, he protects the ball really well. Hanging on to the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
But overall, he was great this year. It's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Rudd Dog, I think I know where you're going. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know where you're going.
I mean, okay. Well, in the interest of switching it up, but like, honestly, because Bob just kind of stole mine, but it's cool. I'm going to go with Penei Sewell, though, as the third option, because I honestly, Goff, Gibbs, like definitely right up there. But I'd say, you know, the O-line is always hard to reward because it's five dudes. So I'm going to let Sulu kind of stand as that representative MVP because, you know, let's be honest, I agree with everything Bob just said about Goff. He's fucking awesome. He played great this year. But that offensive line is such an important part of his success. And Sewell was, the best part of it. And he's just a stud. So.
Great choice,
and a good success for that matter. So
that is a good choice. This is the hardest.
Yeah, it's hard. There's
thing
too many
to pick, man. I had a deadlock if there's such a thing between Gibbs and Goff. That's how close I think it was between those two. At the end of the season, Gibbs was the most dangerous weapon in the NFL. I mean, we just handed that ball. The guy kept hanging on the ball, and he just shred teams. It was ridiculous. But then on the other hand, Goff was just amazing at running this offense all year long. I mean, do I have to give it to one guy? Can I give it both of them at the same time?
No.
Damn it.
Not like, like your roar of the week was always like 20 people. Like, no, you have to pick.
Yeah. Well, okay. That, if I'm going to pick, I'm going to say Gibbs because of he came on late. He got better and better and better. And then when Monty went down, he proved his how tough he was, how durable he was, and kept getting better and better and better. He just got better every time. Like, literally, I think we could win games by just feeding the ball to him every play. And he'd probably have the endurance to do it, too. And he makes it look so effortless, though. Like, he gets corners. He makes corners like nothing, just runs around, guys. And then how often does he take a hard hit? Not very often. Like, he'll go out of bounds or just, like, casually, or he'll take a little hit. And how many times has he been tackled standing up? Like, they just blow the whistle and, like...
A lot.
And the play ends, you know, like, and he never went down.
Yeah.
It happens a lot, actually. I don't know why, but it does.
No, he's so good.
He's just...
You're right, though. That's a skill there where you don't get clobbered, you know, when you're getting tackled.
Yeah.
Where you just shift your body a certain way.
Job at best.
Absorb the blow or...
Yeah.
So
that's Barry Sanders-esque. And their styles aren't exactly the same, but
no.
Barry hardly ever got hit hard. Like, hardly ever. And Gibbs is sort of like that too. And yet he can still run up the middle. He'll do the hard runs. He'll hit. I mean, he doesn't shy away from any of that.
No.
Just an incredible athlete.
The touchdown machine, too.
You know,
and that too.
Based on my roar of the week picks of the year, you know, you'd probably guess. I kind of agree with you that he definitely he deserves his praise.
Yeah.
He's a stud, man. He's so
good. Anyway, so we. Those are all the categories we decided. We all thought it'd be a good idea, except for Rudd Dog, to kind of sum up the season and give some grades out because it's always fun to do. But just let's talk about this season. I mean, let's just put a nice exclamation point on this season, how great it was. Because I know we didn't make the playoffs, and I'm 66 years old. Okay, in case you guys out there didn't know that, I'm a really old guy. But is all the years I've watched this team, this is the most fun I've had watching a team in all my years of watching the Lions. And I watch them every year, watch every play of every game, even when they sucked. Even when they went 0-16, I watched every play to the end of the game. You know what I mean?
When Kitna was going to throw 50 touchdown passes that year, remember?
Yeah, Kitna had his greatest year ever. 7-step drops every play and went out like a million sacks and... Yeah. He had a lot of yards too, but anyway, yeah, there's some a lot of bad years, but this, what a fun year this was, man. I'm just grateful for everything for Sheila. Let's start from the top. Sheila,
man,
bless her, you know, and
she deserves owner of the year or something. Like, what?
Yeah, and how Campbell hasn't won coach of the year defies any logic at all in the last couple of years.
I only think if he didn't win it last year, then I really don't know, because it's like a lot of times it seems to be like the coach that like took a bad team and made him better gets like or like did better this year like than expected or something, which would have been definitely last year. But then this year it was like everyone expected it, so like they felt like he didn't quite deserve it the same way, I guess, or something. It's weird because
whatever the criteria is, it's very strange.
15-2, man, and like. Talk about capping off the season in such a spectacular way, just dominating a division rival who was also 14 wins. Like, that was so sweet. What a way to end that regular season. That Vikings game, man.
Yeah, what a crazy, even the fact that they were in a game with two 14-win teams going.
First time ever in history.
Yeah.
I know. I wish we could see the locker room scene, you know, when they lose. They don't show those, but 15 times this year we got to watch Campbell do a locker room speech at the end of the game. So that was, and it's always cold, man.
Yeah.
Those locker room celebrations are always fantastic. And shout out to the Lions, the way they covered the team this year. I think their organization does a great job with their publicity and
the
content they put out. Fantastic.
They're
really
the
good stuff.
They're the creme de la creme. Like the Lions organization right now is setting the trend of how to run an NFL organization. Like they are at every level excelling, from not just on the field, but like you said, social media, marketing, like everything. Like they took the lessons from HBO Hard Knocks and now they cover their team better than any other organization, giving us weekly like inside the looks and stuff. And it's just, Ah, you can't say enough of how amazing this organization has run since Sheila took over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like during the week between games, you know, there's always a lot of good content to soak up and
yeah,
from the Lions. And it's just a lot of fun.
And just a great mix of personalities on this team, too. Like, all great interviews from a lot of these guys. And
yes.
It's just, just a fun team.
I don't like you.
If you're going to look for a negative, though, with the ownership, that the Wi-Fi at Ford Field sucks.
I thought you were going to say ticket prices going up.
Well, yeah, that's you a could good do point, that, Bob. I suppose.
But otherwise, the game experience is great.
Now I'm embarrassed.
It's the cost of winning, Bob. It's the cost of winning. Come on.
I just said such glowing things, Sheila. Don't make me feel take them back. Fix this. That's. I thought you were going to say ticket prices, but like I know.
Well, that comes with winning. Yeah,
in-game experience is really good, though, Bob. Right? You've been there several games this year.
And now that the Lions are on night games all the time, when they're really good at night games, they win night games.
Yeah,
and that just the fun of the night game at with the lights and all that.
I think the players eat that shit up. Like, you know, these national games, national tele, Thursday nights, Sunday nights, Monday nights. I think players just eat that stuff up because they're the focus. You know, there's not like 10 games going on and they're just one of them. They are the game.
True.
And I think the players just eat that up.
Ours more than others, then, I guess, because we've been pretty damn good in those games.
Very good.
I think that's part of the culture, though. I think that's like Dan. Like, I think he they thrive when the stakes are up and stuff. Like, or at least, you know, they tend to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, just, I don't know. I mean, this is our swan song to this season. I just wanted to end this in a really positive note.
We dominated 6-0 in the division, baby.
I know.
NFC North. Yeah.
Yeah.
6-0 in a division that had a 14 win team, an 11 win team. Well, and a crappy 4 win team, but like, whatever. Like, those other two teams, we beat them twice. We made the North our bitch. Yeah.
And unbeaten on the road, too.
Unbeaten on the road, amazing. Man. I know.
Pretty amazing.
I just hope next year we get a more middle of the season bye. I think that makes a difference. I really do. I really do. I mean,
this team could have really used
it. I mean, your season just gets started and you're already taking a bye. It's I don't know. In a 17-game season, it's such a long season.
I think if we just avoid the play where Liam McNeil runs through Aiden Hutchinson's shin, we'll be good. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure it's the bye week. We had some just pretty catastrophic, sudden, unpreparable, unexpected things, you know, like, and they were the kind of things where it didn't matter, like when it just happened and you had to deal with it. Like,
could you imagine hitting the Liam McNeil though? Think about that. Like,
you beefy boy.
That guy's like a rock, man. I remember in college, there was like one or two guys I played against that just like their heads were like concrete or something. Like, and you know, in those days, they taught us to hit with our heads, you know, their forehead and stuff. And man, there was always like that one or two guys that just like, you're like hitting a brick wall with these guys. Like, damn, it hurt. But Liam seems like one of those guys. He's just like, man.
He's so freaking squat and powerful and explosive. Like, what did Dan Campbell call him? Twinkle Toes or something, or Dancing Man or whatever. I forget. What was his? He had like somebody. He's like dancing.
I don't remember.
He's so damn athletic, like for a guy built like that. And oh man, he did such a stellar job. Like, if he didn't get injured down the stretch, he would have definitely been up there in that MVP conversation for this defense, because he was a big reason that defense didn't drop off without Aiden. Like, and like a big reason was our interior pass rush, and man, I'm excited to have him back next year. I hope we hold on. Oh, I know this is future. Look, I don't want to go to the future yet, but Levi, I thought actually showed a ton this year. This was his best season as a pro.
Yeah.
Levi was a force in there a lot of the time.
Well, let's just sum it up, guys. Let's make a quick, I think we should, kind of end it here. Make a last comment about this season, and we'll go on to the next. Bob, start it out. Give us your final comments.
Well, it was a hell of a year, man. Fun as hell. And I didn't even, like in past, not last year maybe, but in past years, we're always looking at the draft and like who's available, who's available. I didn't even pay attention to that this year. I was just focused on Super Bowl or bust, man. But which didn't happen, but it was a hell of a fun season, and it makes me hungry for more for next year. So
yeah, I'm gonna let Red Dog go last in this one because I have a feeling he's gonna be quite emotional here. But I'm gonna say thank you to all the Lions, the coaches, the staff, Chris Spielman, we didn't mention him, Sheila. This year was just freaking awesome, man. It was just it was such a fun season. 15 wins come out. Like, we were winning like all the time. And winning's great. Winning is awesome. So yeah, I love this team, and I thought this season, despite their coming short in the playoffs, what a great year. I just hope everyone out there enjoyed the year as much as we did. It was a great season. To better things next year.
Better things next year. Wow.
All right. Red Dog.
Red Dog, finish us off, buddy. Man. Take us home. Take us home.
I mean, the single best regular season in Detroit Lions history, baby. 15 wins. 6-0 in the NFC North. Not a weak NFC North, but a strong NFC North. Like, oh man, you guys are giving me chills right now. this freaking, if you guys, for the non viewers, they're putting on like Lions gear and shit, it's getting me jacked. But like, I mean, freaking Dan Campbell is like a Viking warrior god, and he's leading us to like Valhalla or some shit. It's awesome. Freaking, I mean, our defense was trending to the top of the league and still played like one of the best despite like 18 injuries. Like, come on. Like, who does that? Like, oh man, freaking Jared Goff. Oh my God, he was a super stud. Fucking fuck running. And actually, he ran a lot this year, and quite excellently, by the way. I just watched the highlight where he like juked three dudes for a first down against the Rams to put Stafford away, who never got his vengeance this year, by the way.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Matt. And like this, you know, okay, the fight, the Tampa got a little tag back on us, but that was it. No one else got revenge. Not the Packers, not the Vikings. This is the best. Detroit Lions teams was the best team in the NFL this season. You know, who cares how it ended? The playoffs are always a crapshoot. This was the best team in the NFL, led by an elite quarterback with elite receivers, with elite running backs, with an elite O-line, with a bang-to-shit defense that defied all odds. Best fucking Lions season ever. And yet, it's just the beginning. And it's just the fucking beginning. And I'm so jacked! Because, we got Dan Campbell, and we got Brad Holmes, and we got Sheila. And, you know, just go Lions, baby. Woo!
Red Dog, you did not disappoint, right, buddy. Did not disappoint. Right. Way to go. On that note, we'll wrap it up. I think we need to thank the fans for
who
stuck with us all this year. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. So we enjoyed bringing them out here, and you guys are awesome. We also have to thank some other people, don't we, KJ?
Yeah.
KJ.
KJ, he's falling asleep.
Oh, no. Well, what about KJ? Hey, I'm back. Our producer.
What's up?
Yeah.
Hey, UJ.
Yeah, we have to thank some people, KJ, don't we?
We have to thank KJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's
KJ.
KJ.
Wait, there you go. Set. KJ.
KJ.
The best in the business.
This
kid is awesome, man. I'm telling you.
No one's ever
He's the best. But aren't there some other people we have to thank, KJ?
Yeah.
I have to thank Minute Maid Media for hosting us, FanSided as well. And thank you to the Detroit Lions for having such a great season, providing us with such fun every week.
Yeah.
And follow us on social media at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid on at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid on Instagram, at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid at DTPK Pod on YouTube. At DTPK at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid on Twitter.
All right. Thanks, Kid J. That was awesome. I could never remember all that stuff. But just thanks to everyone. What a great season. And here's the better things to come, man. This is just, wow. What a great year. Great. So until next time, as
pleasant dreams. Oh no!
What?
Pleasant dreams. Pleasant dreams, but anyway, no,
on your
start
car,
over.
On your
sorry,
car ride into work this morning. Pleasant dreams.
As, until next time, as always,
go Lions!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.